The Ebola epidemic in West Africa has now killed more than 2,000 people, according to the World Health Organization. The UN is asking for $600 million in donations for desperately needed medical supplies and workers in the country's hardest hit. Joy Mukherjee is chief medical officer for the nonprofit group Partners in Health. They're helping to coordinate efforts in Sierra Leone and Liberia. We reached Mukherjee earlier in the week at Harvard Medical School. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Arun. I'm glad to be here.
This week, the World Health Organization acknowledged that cutbacks there are one of the reasons why international response has not been faster and more robust. What problems have you personally seen with the international response since the epidemic began?
The general health infrastructure is extremely weak. And so trying to ramp up a response to an epidemic this severe based on a very weak infrastructure is nearly impossible. And so the international community is needed for that. And cuts in any corner, whether it's the U.S. side, WHO side, is going to impair any response.
Well, getting the resources that you're talking about sounds difficult enough, but if the infrastructure is not there, how do you even start?
Well, I think you start by basic principles of providing care with decent infection control, proper hand washing, wearing gloves, but also making sure that the governments have the funds to pay the workers that are already there, because many of them are threatening strikes or are leaving because they're afraid. They haven't gotten paid. They don't have the protection they need. So really mobilizing the cash, the money, is the most important part of at least bridging the lack of infrastructure there.
The United Nations and the World Health Organization are saying that the epidemic could kill tens of thousands of people before it's ultimately contained.
Yes.
You know, from your view, what can be done to decrease the death toll?
What can be done is right now, yesterday, last month, we need to deploy a massive amount of resources. I think we really need massive capital flows immediately. Many people will die. If we don't act now, more people will die.
Finally, what do you take away from this when it comes to looking and expecting the next outbreak, whether of Ebola or another deadly infectious disease?
I think the thing I take away is we have to, as a global community, invest in health systems. This would not have happened if there were proper health systems in these countries. We have to think of a global development agenda that will support real health systems throughout the world, because otherwise these epidemics become very out of control. And then, of course, we as the international community living in the West start to fear for our own. But we should fear for everyone as if they are our own. Health systems need to be much stronger in every poor country, no matter how poor, and aided and assisted for a long haul by the international community to meet some basic standard so that we can have epidemic control, universal precautions, the proper supplies, adequate pay for local staff.
Dr. Joya Mukherjee is chief medical officer for the international health nonprofit Partners in Health, which is helping to coordinate part of the international response to the Ebola epidemic in West Africa. Dr. Mukherjee, thank you.
Thank you, Arun.